The Bet Boys March Madness special. Dude, I'm pumped it's Saturday.
Yeah, well, I'll just wait till after our little intro here.
And we are back. The Bet Boys are back. Welcome to the March Madness Saturday special. Unfortunately, we did not get to record on Thursday like usual this week. Busy Bet Boys.
Yeah, but now as I sit here thinking of it, like, well, obviously March Madness is going to be every weekend. It's going to be for like the next month, though. But podcasting on Saturday with a beer in your hand is quite enjoyable.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Neither of us are tired. We haven't worked all day. And it's just like, all right, let's fucking throw some picks out there and see what happens.
Yeah. What a 2 days it's been so far. There's been some duds and there's been some fucking unbelievable games. There's been storylines. There's numerous Cinderellas. There is former D2 guard overthrown's five NBA lottery picks from Oakland.
Crazy. The kid from Northwestern that took Princeton on the run last year?
Yeah, yeah. He's
on Northwestern.
Was he Langston or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. What a day. So let's get right into it because it's just so exciting. So let's rewind back to Thursday. The first game of the day on Thursday was Michigan State and Mississippi State, and boy, that was a snoozer. It was kind of a snoozer for the first start of the game of March Madness, but you know, typically that 8-9 matchup can be eh.
Yep.
But then we immediately get into an upset, and I'm pretty sure Duquesne led wire to wire. There may have been a point where BYU like took a 1-point lead, but they housed them. They won by four, but if you watch the game, the winning margin was like, should have been a lot more.
Yes. Yeah. And then we get in two snoozers there. Illinois, I think, is legit. I
couldn't believe that because I didn't watch a single fucking dribble of Morehead State basketball. No.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
All year.
Yep.
And, you know, everything I'm listening to and all these experts on ESPN are like, Morehead State. So I take them plus the points, and I was busy, so I was following on my phone. We were going a little back and forth, first half, and I think they were down one or something.
Yep.
And then Illinois just goes on a crazy run to start the second half, and that was a dud. But they looked really, really good. Definitely a team I can see going to the Final Four.
Illinois looks good. I have a future on them. That's one of the ones. Unfortunately, Kentucky, which we'll get into, is another one of the ones that I've been putting my $2 of free play on every day. But Illinois is the other one, so I got my fingers crossed there. Oregon's just on a heater.
That's what I'm saying. As an 11 seed,
the Ducks, they're just on a heater.
Do not be surprised if this team finds their way into like an Elite Eight.
Correct.
They're just so fucking hot.
They're so hot, and they started the year off slow, right? And yeah. I think they've kind of gotten healthy by tournament time. The Ducks are legit. Dayton, we're going to see how good they are here in 30 minutes because they might be going home.
That was one of the – I remember you texted me because I was at practice, and I checked my phone. They were up – Nevada was up like – I don't believe they were up 20 at one point, but they were up comfortably.
Oh, yeah.
And I – okay, so I'm like, all right, because I had a – I think I had a parlay with Nevada money line in there, and that's all I needed. Not nearly as much as you needed them. And then I get back to my phone after practice, and I just have a string of text messages from you. And I'm like, what the fuck happened?
What was it, 24-2 run?
In the last 7 minutes.
24-2.
17-0 to end the game. How do you not run into a free throw? Or a layup?
It's a good thing that I got hot yesterday because I might be dead. I was down so bad and just getting these horrible March Madness run beats. So Dayton makes the run 24-2 or whatever it is over the last 7 minutes, comes back, wins. Texas game, I don't think I did much there. I was probably on Colorado State because everybody was
I was on dicks. Colorado State. They scored 11 points in the first half. I don't know if somebody looked it up, but that has to be the lowest half in NCAA tournament history, 11 points. There's numerous teams that outscore them in a half than they had the full game. And that's actually embarrassing for them because, you know, they go out and trounce Virginia. Or does that make Virginia look bad?
Virginia's pathetic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so does that look like Virginia look bad because they got in and they shouldn't have, and then Colorado State comes out with this stinker. Yep. Whatever, who cares?
They're who out. Cares? And then fucking Oakland, Kentucky. My Lord.
What's the, is it Goki?
Goki?
He sounds like a Pokemon. My man is balding, and he has no interest of any shot inside the arc.
My wife says, that man has an old face.
Yes.
Like, he's a grown man, and...
How many...
Fucking Oakland just outplayed Kentucky. How many... It's just the way it goes.
So he... I mean, obviously, if you watched the game, all you heard was his statistics throughout the year. I think he took like 327 shots. I may be off, but it's something in the mid threes, and he only took 8 2-pointers.
Yeah.
He came off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
He was 10 for 20 from three. That's pretty good. And he was 10 from 20 from the field, so he didn't take a two-pointer. His only other points were he shot three free throws because he got fouled shooting a three. At one point, I remember, so, like, he was like Steph Curry. My man's pulling up from everywhere. And then he comes off of, like, a screen fading towards the wing. He catches the ball. He gets 1 foot on the ground, shooting, fading. It's just like clank. And then comes down the next possession. Like, anytime it touches his hand, it's going up. But he was hot.
So, you missed the first half of that game, right? Weren't you doing something?
I had a lesson. Okay. I saw the second half from probably about 15 minutes in.
So, I'm getting murked all day. And I've got a lot of money on Kentucky. I got them to win the national championship. I've got personal interest in Kentucky, right? And... it's like halftime and you get out of whatever you're doing and you're like, I told you Kentucky couldn't play defense. And I'm like, you haven't been watching this fucking magician hit shots from everywhere. People draped all over him, touches the ball, it goes in. I think he made 7 in the first half. The guy could not miss. And I wanted to throw my phone. You're like, I told you Kentucky couldn't play defense. Which they can't. But at the same time, a homeboy.
Yeah.
You can't.
I mean, well, that's
what
gonna
happens. What are you going to fucking do?
I feel like it's, you know, when a lot of these Power 5 schools, like, you know, some of the big powerhouses of basketball, they run into, is Oakland from the Horizon League, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or some non-Power 5 school or whatever. And then it's just some random dude who's going to be behind a desk next year.
Yep.
Just catches fire.
Yep.
But as I'm looking at the box score, wow. I mean, Wagner, 0 points. Dillingham, 10 points. Shepherd, 3 points. Yep. And I believe his only three came late in the second half.
Yep.
So, I mean, besides Reeves, if Reeves doesn't go off,
Reeves
Kentucky
was crazy.
Gets blown out.
Reeves was crazy.
But you can't have your stars.
Correct.
In March Madness.
Correct.
You have two starters combined 4 points. One of them was Gusick. You can't have that. It's just...
Yep.
And then it also seems like when some of these guys get hot, they just don't miss. And every time they need a basket, they get it. But hey, it's March Madness. Whether you're a Kentucky fan or not, especially if you're not, you just kind of love these stories because now this Joe Goku or whatever the hell his name is, he's got Cinderella slipper on, and I'll be hammering him later.
Yep. Remind me whenever we get to the end of day two, I want to talk about some of the coaches that we've seen here over the first 2 days. Let's move on. Iowa State's pretty good.
I think Iowa State is a legit national title threat.
I
don't
agree.
Remember. Can you pull up a bracket? I don't know which side of the bracket they're in. Like, would they be... Because there are two. Is UConn their one? That would be a fucking hell of a Final Four.
You know what's going to be fucking crazy is if Yale wins tomorrow it's going to be UConn, Yale in Boston.
That is
fucking crazy.
Who is the one seed in the Iowa State bracket?
Pulling up my bracket right now. Shout out to my wife who went 14-2 on the first day, and I think she has 25 wins. So shout out to her. Iowa State is. Arizona. Iowa State is on the UConn side.
Okay. So, anyways, shame on me because for the next game, Gonzaga and McNeese State.
Oh my God. The fucking stinker of the tournament.
I was so high on them.
Everybody drank the Kool-Aid.
I actually didn't. I don't believe I talked about it in the prior podcast. I think I just forgot. Or maybe I did. I don't remember. But my dumb ass just didn't look at their schedule.
Yeah,
did
they played the Blind Sisters of the Poor for 10 weeks.
They played some team, some college of women?
Yeah, they played a women's school.
If their schedule, I mean, it like didn't even deserve a ranking.
Nope.
It was an RPI. And then, like, I bet the game and I'm watching it, now I'm hearing, like, McNeese State last in the country at defending the three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gonzaga is lighting it up from three, and I'm like, why didn't I just pay attention instead of betting this blindly? But whatever.
Yeah, McNeese was one of those like America's sweetheart upset teams.
Well, they have former LSU coach there.
Scumbag.
Tennessee beat the snot out of St. Peter's. Sorry, St. Peter's, you do not have that Cinderella story.
Yep.
All their players left.
Oh, yeah.
NC State remains scorching hot. And they actually play Oakland. That's going to be a fucking hell of a game.
Yeah. Shout out to NC State because I was down on my luck. And I threw in a little prayer on NC State moneyline because they are scorching hot. It's NC State. It's Oregon.
You got to ride these hot teams. Yeah. My suggestion is, I mean, if you want to be a little riskier, like, well, NC State's playing Oakland, which actually I'll be on Oakland. But for Oregon, if they're ever dogs, just take them on the money.
Yeah, and just live with the result.
Yeah. Shout out also to the Big X, the Plugs, aka DJ Burns, the center from North Carolina State, who is awesome. Massive. He's awesome. You see, they gave him a bowl of ice cream after the game.
No.
Yeah, they gave him a bowl of ice cream. I'm so embarrassed, the kid. Drake does it again. They were leading late, I believe last year they were leading late and then just forgot that they were playing basketball and blew the lead. They were actually a favorite against Washington State and they were a 10 seed. Drake is so good. They had the best player on the court. I felt like Washington State was a team that was fading and they somehow pulled it off. Kansas and Samford. Now, I didn't watch this game. I was sleeping, but I don't know. Did you watch it?
Nope.
I heard there was something with a block that really flipped the game.
I have no idea.
There was something with, I guess the game was close, and there was a block that was going to lead to a fast break for Samford, I guess, to take the lead, and it was called a foul. And then as I looked on Twitter, like, people were going nuts over it. I don't know, but I had Samford plus 7.5. I had them on the money line too, but shockingly, that game went way over.
Yes.
And then Carolina beat the hell out of Wagner, so now we'll flip to Friday, which...
Northwestern, goddamn, buried me yesterday.
Let me tell you that was a great game.
It was a great game. It was at 145, and I had my soul crushed. I had the under, and of course, it went into OT. Ended up hitting the over. Northwestern just went... they blacked out.
We got to talk about first, though. So, you have the... Or we both have the buzzer beater bet in the first round.
We sure do.
And you have it profit boosted.
Yep.
So what happens? Okay, nothing on Thursday, but Friday, the first game, Northwestern has that layup. My man dribbles down court and shoots the worst shot you can possibly take.
He looked like his controller died. If he was playing a video game, his controller fucking died. He just stopped.
But as I'm watching it too, he's coming across half court walking, and it's like 4-3. I'm like, bud, go.
Do something.
Go. And he just pulled up from 40.
Something.
Wow.
And then my homer ass, that beats me down. And as I'm feeling good about that and the feeling good is wearing off, I watch my Colgate bet, which I knew better than to do. Because shout out to Matt Langel, shout out to Colgate, shout out to Hamilton, New York. But they're just not built for Baylor. And that it's unfortunate that it happens that way because they are a very good basketball team. I think it's their fifth tournament appearance in a row. They're just not built for Baylor.
They just ran into a bad matchup.
Correct.
A very bad matchup. That was wire to wire. I feel like at tip, Baylor was up 10.
Yep.
It was just bad. But it was good for overbetters because it cashed very easily.
Easy. I did have a little sprinkle.
San Diego State and UAB was very boring. At least I thought it was.
Same. Marquette, Western Kentucky, boring. Everybody high on New Mexico. What's that league that all these schools are in? Because Mountain all West. Of them got fucking smoked.
Well, everybody besides Utah State.
They played TCU. But everybody was high on fucking New Mexico. We mentioned that one from yesterday that people were... Colorado State. Stunk.
Embarrassment.
Stunk.
Connecticut fucking beat the Christ out of Stetson. And then the shocker that I actually didn't get to catch a minute of.
Coach who?
Fucking game.
Coach Jones.
Yale takes down Auburn, who I had Auburn beating UConn in my bracket.
Coach Jones.
The fuckers don't even make it out of the first round.
Coach Jones.
As I watched the highlights this morning, I didn't know that Yale was down 10 with like 5 minutes left or something.
Yeah.
How the hell did they storm back?
Polakidis.
The Polish guy. was raining.
My man shoots the lights out of the ball. Coach Jones.
28 points. Polakidis, yeah.
Yeah. Coach Jones is the man.
I feel like every year, it's either a team out of the Ivy League or a team out of the Patriot League. So it's pretty much either Yale or Colgate.
Yep.
They stun somebody.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're a 5 or they're a 12 beating a 5 who's like somebody down in their luck. No, like Auburn won the SEC title game. They were very hot.
It's not an accident.
Yeah. Like they're good.
The Ivy League basketball, I was shocked my first year when I went from the Patriot League to the Ivy League. And I moved to the Ivy League right when it was tournament time. And I was shocked to see like the difference even in size and play from the Patriot to the Ivy. But like Princeton, Harvard, Yale are just three good basketball teams. And shout out to Coach Jones. Like, that's my man. That's my guy. I worked with him for 4 years. And you just talk about like a good dude.
I'm going to tell you right
now. That's James Jones.
Tomorrow. Tough luck because Sunday, everyone's got to go work on Monday, but they play at 9:40. They play San Diego State, and they're going to win that game.
Yeah, and then they're going to... UConn-Yale is like a crazy matchup for...
That's going to be...
Geographically.
Yeah. So then we had...
Shout out to Coach Jones.
Which possibly may have been the best game of the tournament, Colorado-Florida. How the hell... Is that game 102 to 100? Was anybody playing deep? Was that just a layup line?
They were just running and shooting. And that kid from Florida can shoot the shit out of the ball. I don't know what his name is. He has like long floppy hair. Walter Clayton.
Walter Clayton sounds like your next door neighbor.
Walter Clayton dropped 33.
Texas A&M beat the hell out of Nebraska. We're a football school anyway.
Shout out to the overbetters in that game. That was Dan AI's lock of the day yesterday. Had it at 148. I had it at 160. I had it at 148, 160, 175, 180. I kept betting it live and hit the over there. So shout out to
Holy shit. They scored 58 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I just kept betting it. They were just running back and forth.
Next game, this was an awful game. This horrible was like
watch.
This game was so boring.
Horrible.
It reminded me of like, you know, someone be like, "Hey, you got to go to your brother's 8th grade basketball game." Horrible. "Mom, I don't want to." "You're coming. Get in the car."
Horrible.
It was bad basketball. Vermont couldn't throw the ball in the ocean.
Vermont looked terrible. That guy tearing his... I had Vermont. That guy fucking up his knee at the end of the game.
I had Vermont three different ways.
Yep.
I kept betting them. After I texted you and said I had them live at plus 11. Well, as the lead kept growing, I just kept fucking betting them. And then they couldn't make a basket.
No, they were terrible.
Whatever. Purdue. Wow. Purdue covered by the hook. Good for them.
Yep. Shout out to Purdue. Everybody was bitching up a storm the first half. Like, that wasn't going to... Like, they weren't going to end up winning by 20 points.
Damn, Alabama put up 109-96. Charleston almost snuck in the back door late. They were getting blown out by 20 very late, and they ended up only losing by 13, and it was close. Houston won by 40.
Love it.
We had them. Another one of your dogs. JMU... Bullied. A Big Ten basketball.
Bullied.
Wire to wire.
Bullied.
I believe they have the most wins in the country now. JMU. At 31.
Bullied.
They're playing Duke.
They're going to bully Duke. They're going to beat JMU Duke. Plays fucking balls to the wall. Like, the whole time, they got all the rebounds. They got all the hustle plays.
If anybody remembers, they're just tough. The first game of the year, they went to Michigan State and beat Michigan State.
Yeah, JMU wins at every fucking sport.
Dude, it's that's the crazy thing. Like, you want to talk about... Now, all right, I don't know how they do in baseball. I don't know how they do in fucking swimming. I don't know how they do in women's soccer, men's soccer, but at least the
men's soccer, I think they play in the national championship.
Okay, well, I don't know, but at least the sports that they put on TV,
you're
basketball
right.
And football, they don't just compete. They fucking win. And they went from FCS to...
Yeah.
FBS.
It's not an accident. No. They are awesome.
Utah State, TCU, that game just kind of whatever to me.
Yep.
And then Grand Canyon.
Shout out to the Lopes.
Grand Canyon takes down St. Mary's.
Love it.
To me.
Love it.
St. Mary's is a poor man's Gonzaga.
Same.
They are... They were too highly ranked.
Yep.
Brock had them on the money line. I had them plus the 5.5. We both did well yesterday. Brock went 10-6. His record is 16-16 in March Madness. But if you've been following along, yesterday he had 3 money line winners with his play of the day. Put a balls
shot
on the table. A plus 550 Yale money line winner. I am 18-16, 1-1 on my play of the day. My play of the day yesterday was Vermont, who couldn't score, but Duke was trying to give them the back door towards late. So let's get into today. What do you like? Or if you got something to say.
I do have something to say.
How about Dartmouth basketball? Did they get in? Okay, keep going.
I was down so bad yesterday at like 5 o'clock, mentally. Physically broken. I hadn't won a single game. I was texting you like, I'm sad. Like, I am sad. And
it sucks when... Okay, so obviously, like, if you have a friend or a group of friends. So let's just say you have a friend. So we'll cut it down to one. So Brock's on one side. I'm on the other side. So, like, if you're winning back and forth, that's okay.
Yep.
But when it just so happened, and it wasn't like... Brock's like, hey, I'm taking this side. What are you taking? Well, I'm taking the other side. The game's already happened. It's like, what'd you bet? Well, I bet this. It's like, I'm on this side. So it wasn't like we were fading each other. But, like, he was losing every bet. And I didn't want to be like, yeah. So, like, that's betting tip 101. When your friend's down.
Be a good friend.
Be a good friend and don't celebrate. Celebrate off the phone. But... via text message, don't be like, yeah, well, I'm fucking killing it.
I was laughing last night. You texted me as you have been just kind of winning the last 2 days. You texted me.
Yeah.
If you don't bet as much on the games, you won't be...
Oh, no, I said...
You won't be stressed out. And I
less
said...
Less stressful.
That's fucking rich coming from you. Yeah. And you were like, okay, that's fair.
Yep.
And that was the end of that conversation.
Well, so, I just wasn't thinking because normally I was... The problem with me is I will bet small, and then I'll get drunk, and there's that one big bet lurking, and it's always a loser. And then you got to try and get your money back, and then you double up loser.
I wasn't even betting big. When you just lose everything, it doesn't matter.
That's the thing. Either you bet big or you bet in quantity, and when you lose everything, it might as well just be one big bet.
So I am ice cold. Yale game starts. Hit Yale money line. I hit Texas A&M Nebraska over, which was one of my bigger bets of the day. I lose Vermont. I hit Purdue. I hit Alabama over. I hit Houston. I hit JMU money line. Did I have Utah State or did I have TCU? I had TCU.
No. You had Utah State.
I had bet TCU. Oh. They were in another parlay. Okay. They would have paid out huge. And then I hit Grand Canyon money line. And I was on top of the world last night. I battled back from the dead to even. And shout out to the gambling gods. So let's move on to today.
Okay, today the first block game of the day. This game sucks. In Arizona.
I don't know how to judge.
Same. I don't know how to judge Dayton because I feel like they shouldn't be here right now. And even if they lost and it was Nevada, Arizona, I'd still be. I don't know. I put in a first half parlay just because they offered me a boost on DraftKings. Well, that's a same game parlay. It's first half over, Arizona, first half team total over, and then Arizona game team total over. I don't know. I texted you last night. For some reason, I'm big on overs today. Love a wonder, but I have honestly. I have no play on this game that I will bet besides this little first half parlay. Same. If I would, for the sake of it, I'll just take the over. Arizona just plays so fast.
We got to put our picks of the day in anyway, so let's get it ready to go.
All right, well, I'm gonna give
Arizona money line.
At minus 400?
I don't care. It's going into my parlays. That's my play.
All right, hold on, because I got to write these. I'm going to take...
If it fucking wins, it's better than a loser.
I'm going to take the over at 148.5, but if sprinkle that first half over at 69. I like the first half over better than I like the game over. So Brock's going to take Arizona money line. Yep. This next game I love, and I got some crazy bets for it. Gonzaga's going to beat the absolute fuck out of Kansas.
Wow.
I like Gonzaga money line, -3.5, and if you are feeling frisky, take them alternate spread -10. I think Gonzaga is going to beat the hell out of Kansas. I don't know why. I just have that feeling. The bet I am going to put in, though, is Gonzaga -3.5 for myself. What about you?
All right. Bet Boy C, can you hear us? Hey, Bet Boy C, thank you for calling into the Bet Boys podcast today. You are live to tape. How are you doing today? I am great. Hey, we appreciate you calling in. We were just talking Dayton, Arizona today. Do you got a pick of the day for us, Bet Boy C? Yep, POD. Ooh, I love that pick.
Putting his nuts out there right away.
Oh.
How about if you had to give the fans a underdog money line winner? Take a look at the slate. If you had to put money on it, who would you take as an underdog to pull an upset today?
Wow.
I like that.
Interesting. And who do you got in Oregon Creighton today? Oregon. Oh, I like that. I like that. Hey, Bet Boy C, we'll take a pause from the basketball for a minute. How pumped are you for this weekend? That's great to hear. So,
where's he going? Where's he going? Oh, he's going to UFC.
Yep. Okay. So for all the listeners out there, we've got, we are going to UFC.
This upcoming weekend. Yeah. I thought you were talking about tonight. Okay.
Nope. One second. We are going to UFC in Atlantic City Fight Night this upcoming weekend. We're going down Thursday night. We're staying at Harrah's. So I couldn't be more excited.
And you're gonna have hoops going on.
Yeah, we got hoops. Yes. Yes, I am ecstatic about it. You got any other thoughts for us here, Bet Boy C?
That's all I got, guys. I just wanted to check in on you guys, see how everyone's doing.
I was on Death Watch last night, and I bounced back in the best way possible.
Isn't that the best feeling ever?
I
we'll talk about it after you have a phone, but that's the best fucking feeling ever.
What's that?
Charleston.
Charleston.
Bama won by 13.
My buddy had them 15.5.
They covered.
Lost by 16 in the last second.
No, they lost by 16.
They lost by 13.
Yeah, they cap off a 5-leg.
Oh, no.
Yeah, disgusting.
Oh, no.
109.96.
Yeah. All right, fellas, I'm going to lose connection. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the play.
Hey, thanks for reaching out.
Good luck today.
All right, guys, good luck this weekend.
As we were saying before, that isn't that the it might be a better feeling than winning when you're down and you come back in the end to get back even. That's a better feeling than winning. You feel like that's because all day the weight of the world is on your back and you're just losing. You couldn't pick a winner if God came down and gave you it.
But and then the part that makes you even more mad is like I'm going to Atlantic City this weekend for
got
a
no
fight
money.
I'm
got
going
no
there
money.
For 3 days, and I'm like, well, I just fucking blew all my money on my phone in my living room.
What's your pick for the Gonzaga-Kansas game?
Under.
Ooh, interesting.
Easy. That number's way too big. Take the under.
Under 151.5. So we go next. Washington State, Iowa State. I'm calling for the Iowa State.
You missed one. Michigan State, North Carolina.
Oh,
530. This is a bad line. This is a sucker line. This screams sucker. This is watch out.
It does because
hold your horses.
My first glance at this is why isn't Carolina like 7?
Correct. 7, 8, 9. Michigan State 9 seed. This you better watch out, bud.
Oh, I know.
The Reaper's coming to get you here. This is you
so
better
is your
be careful.
Michigan
State? No, I don't have the balls to do that either. Give me the over.
I like that, but hold on. UNC, what do you have it at?
142.5.
Ooh, I have 141.5. I'm going to give you 141.5.
Thank you.
I'm going to say Michigan State is not going to be able to keep up with the scoring. Fucking
really?
Hammer UNC -3.5. If Vegas is dumb enough to give you 3.5, take it all day.
Interesting.
Okay, this is the game I was talking about. Iowa State's going to beat the fuck out of
Washington
State.
I agree.
I don't care how public this line is.
Yep.
Give me Iowa State -6.5. But this is also one like 6.5? Iowa State's fucking legit.
I know.
How is Iowa State so good at basketball?
I don't know. I have no clue what's going on there, but they're one of those hot teams that like get out of the way.
I feel like too. Before we get on to the next game, the next game might be the most watched game of the tournament. But I feel like too, every year there is one certain round. It's usually not the first round. Maybe it's the second round. Maybe it's the 16 or the 8 or the final 4 or whatever. But I feel like there's one day where it's chalk.
Yes, and if you're on the wrong
and
side
because
of chalk
I'm
day,
always me and you are always taking points.
Correct.
And there's those days where we're on the wrong side. Kind of like you yesterday where you're like, I can't jump out of a boat and hit water.
Correct. Correct.
So,
you got to be careful for chalk day and if you see it coming. Speaking of chalk day, I have crushed live odds. They've just seemed off the last 48 hours. Now, I also got hot last night. So, but the live odds have just seemed off. JMU was still giving plus money on the money line, like, 5 minutes into the game. Anybody who was watching that, you know what's happening.
That's what I want to say is, like, you don't want to sound like a fucking know-it-all.
Correct.
But
I'm not 34-2.
No.
You got to pay for the 34-2 picks, bud.
I would say 7 minutes into that game. you knew JMU was...
You knew...
Like I said, I don't want to sound like a know-it-all, but it's like, if you're watching this game, you're like, JMU's fucking dominating this game.
It wasn't close.
Oakland, plus 6.5, 146.5 at NC State. This will be... like I said, there will be multiple million eyeballs on this game.
Yes.
Give me the Grizzlies.
I'm scared.
Money line. And the points.
Whoa.
Double that. And the over.
Whoa. Give me the under. I'm sorry. No, I meant give me NC State money line. I'm afraid. I don't want to mess with it. Now I'll probably end up taking
my only dangerous bet. The only dangerous pick about Oakland is...
if he doesn't shoot 50% from the field, they lose by 20.
So, like, it wasn't like, you know, there was multiple guys going off or this and that. I mean, the guy made 10 three-pointers.
Correct.
They made, I don't know, 20.
Correct.
If they don't shoot 50% from three.
Correct. They're dead. They're dead against a smoking hot NC State team.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Actually.
Be careful.
Changing my bet. Give me the over. I love the over.
Okay. All right. I can live with that. In the next game, Tennessee versus Texas, give me the under.
Yeah, that's...
give me the under.
I don't know why, but I have no interest in watching that game.
Zero.
To me, Texas is boring, and even though Tennessee is kind of good, they're just boring to me, too. I don't know. That's just my pick. You want the under, or what do you got at the line?
145.5. I have zero interest in watching that game. The next game, Illinois versus Duquesne.
Hold on. I didn't make a pick.
Oh, what do you got?
Give me Texas plus 6.5.
Interesting. Next game, give me Illinois. Give me Illinois minus 10.5. Good night, Cinderella. Duquesne, it's time to go back to Pittsburgh, right? You had a good win. You're going home. Illinois is smoking hot. Give me Illinois and parlay that with Oregon money line. That is my pick of the day. Illinois minus 10.5. No, you know what? Bump that down to 8.5. Illinois alternate line minus 8.5. Oregon money line.
Thanks for coming. Minus 10.5 or that
part? No. Bump it down to minus 8.5.
Okay.
And Oregon money line. That is my play of the day.
This is
guaranteed lock of the century. 34-2.
My play of the day is on this over. Illinois is going over 80.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Duquesne should be able to handle themselves. So, honestly, if you like the over like I do, you should also take Illinois.
I agree, because they could score 100.
This can be like a 88-70 game or something.
88-65.
Yeah, so, but I'm just going to take the over. I'm going to give you the play of the day. Illinois over 147.5. By 840 tonight, I can see this jumping up. So I'm going to take it. Illinois over 147.5. Play of the day. And then we got one game left tonight.
Shout out to Bud Light, by the way. Oregon, these are Creighton. Delicious.
I think we're both on Oregon money line. They
have
are,
to.
They are so
have
hot.
To.
I'm gonna throw out an alternate line. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to count it as my picks. But if you have won a bunch of bets today and you feel a little frisky later, take Oregon on the money line and take Oregon like alternate line like minus 3 or something.
I like that.
Because you get some plus odds.
I like that. Let's move into tomorrow's picks real quick. Let's get through these.
All right. Rapid fire.
Write them down. No, I'll text you mine tomorrow.
Yeah. So first game, Colorado Marquette. I don't know how you don't take Colorado. They're so hot as well. I'd be on Colorado money line.
Give me Colorado plus 4.5. Next up, we got Purdue against Utah State. Take Purdue.
I'm on Utah State plus 12 or plus 11.5. It is. I just cannot take Purdue. I don't care if they keep covering or keep winning. I will continue to fade them. They will lose at some point.
All right.
The Dukes versus
Dukes
the Duke
all day.
The Duke,
dude.
This is Duke. Give us both JMU money line.
Play of the weekend.
Yeah.
JMU money line.
This is large.
With Yale money line. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, parlayed play of the weekend, lock of the century, 34-2.
If you're feeling extra frisky, JMU money line, Yale money line.
Grand Canyon money line. I love it. It's a no-brainer. These teams are just flat out better. Give me JMU all day. The Dukes are going home. Who cares about Clemson Baylor? That is a snoozer. Yeah, give me the under.
Clemson on the money line.
Under.
Clemson on the money line.
Under 144.5.
Northwestern, Connecticut. Connecticut's going to beat the hell out of Northwestern. Yep. They're not going to get tested yet. Texas A&M, Houston. Give me A&M plus 10.5.
I also like the over in that. Yeah. Texas A&M plays so fast. Houston is going to have to speed up their game. I think that the skill level in Houston just being a better team will take that game over. I really like the over there. I think that number is way too low.
Last game of the night, Yale, San Diego State, we're both on Yale money line. And what we're also doing today is we actually just missed the fucking first game. It's 9-8 Arizona. We were going to probably going to do a money line underdog round robin.
Who cares? Let's do it right now.
All right, so then put them in live.
Yeah.
All right, so that finishes up our episode. I don't know. Maybe we'll...
One thing I wanted to get off my chest. Okay. Shout out to all the underdog coaches out there that win with humility.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact as a sports fan, and it's tough because I do know that the coaches at these bigger schools deal with so much bullshit after they lose or they even win a close game. But to see how excited and appreciative these underdog Cinderella stories, like the coaches and the players are when they win, is what makes March Madness great.
How about the fucking pay difference between Calipari and the guy from Oakland? Was it $8 million and $330,000?
Yeah. And the guy,
but good for that guy. Because you want to know what? He's going to fucking bonus now.
And that guy gets on stage, you know, gets a microphone in his hand. He's like, shout out to my school. Shout out to my AD. Shout out to my team. I'm so happy to be here. James Jones gets on the microphone yesterday. He's like, I'm just so happy to be here.
Do you have the name of that guy from Oakland? Because you want to know what's funny? He's playing fucking Calipari, who that man, I don't give a fuck what kind of recruiting class he's been in. He has won for his last four in March Madness, losing the first round, brings in top-tier talent, can't win, can't teach him how to play defense, can't teach him how to play team basketball. He's in there, Mr. Bigwig, making almost $10 million a year. He's got a fresh suit on. He's got a haircut. He's probably got the most fucking expensive cologne on. He walks the walk and talks the talk. He's a fucking guy who probably walks around like a shit, smells like roses. And then he loses to the guy from Oakland who's got a fucking hood on. Good for that guy. His hair is a mess. Looks like he just woke up. It was funny. They interviewed him on ESPN Radio. I was listening to it yesterday morning. And the guy who interviewed him was like, Coach, what'd you say to your team when it was, you know, when Kentucky came back and it was like a one possession game under a minute left? He was like, well, they weren't going to listen to anything I was going to say anyway, so I was kind of just giving them a rest.
Yeah.
What a guy. Yep. What a guy. It's sad that they got to play in North Carolina State because they're both two hot teams. But we are rooting for the Cinderellas. Oakland, Yale, Grand Canyon,
JMU. Give us that Final Four.
Parlay them all this weekend. Every possible way you can. Yep. Fucking parlay them. Two of them are going to win.
Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. All three of those games are going to win tomorrow. It's a lock.
Parlay them.
Take out your 401k.
Yep.
Put it on it.
Sell your child if you can. Get as much money as you can.
That's right. Hey, thank you for listening.
Enjoy March Madness today.
Yep. Follow us on X. I don't know what we're going to do next week. Maybe we'll take the week off.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Hey, thank you to all the listeners out there. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to the Bet Boys.